Hello.
Hello.
Well, we got Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Mrs. Altman?
This is she.
Hi, this is Benita from XPO. You have a scheduled delivery and installation of on the 30th of March.
Hold on 1 second. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Best Buy scheduled it for the 29th, and then XPO just all of a sudden sent something that said it was the 30th. Why
okay.
don't you go by their schedules?
Okay. We were just sent this over that they can do it on the 28th.
The 28th, what day of the week? We're in Denver right now. What is the 28th?
Monday.
Day. We're not home until 6 o'clock. We're in Denver right now. That's why we were scheduled for the next day, the 29th.
We're not in Denver. You're in Colorado.
Okay. We're in Colorado. That's right.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'll have to get back with them, but they have you scheduled here for the 30th.
I know, and that's not when we were originally scheduled.
Okay.
See, this is the second time, if you can take this word back, but the very first time we were scheduled last week, and XPO changed it and didn't ask me whether we were available, and we left town. So this is the second time that schedules have been changed on us, and the only way I got it scheduled this time was by calling Best Buy again and telling them what horrible service we got.
Okay. I mean, I cannot guarantee, but right now they have you scheduled for the 30th.
We have doctor's appointments on the 30th. See, that, I mean, nobody asks us when you set a schedule, that's what we go by. And then you arbitrarily schedule, oh, that 29th doesn't work for us, so we'll change it to the 30th. That's not the way you do business.
Okay. I mean, the routes are geographically routed. I can pass this information on, but I mean, right now they have you in the system for the 30th.
Please pass it on, and then I'll call Best Buy again, and we'll go through this thing again, and I'll have to wait longer to get it. Leave it on the 30th, and then I'll talk to Best Buy.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.